The devotional for today was written by Amy Newell. By this time in the holiday season, I've had enough. I'm tired, and my Christmas spirit is gone. I have nothing left to give, and I am counting down the days to Christmas. Not because I am excited, but because I want it to be over. The Christmas list has worn me down, not the nice or naughty list, the list of things I have to do, and the list of constant problems, cranky customers, staffing issues, inventory shortages, extra expenses, and late nights. As God ransomed Israel, I need God to ransom me from this holiday madness. Every year, I make a conscious effort to stay focused on the true meaning of Christmas, promising myself that I'm going to enjoy this season of wonder and excitement, and revel in the love of God who left everything to be born of a woman, to redeem me, offering the perfect gift, the ultimate gift of hope, peace, joy, and love. But then December 23 rolls around and I'm ready to give up. Jeremiah paints a picture of what Christmas joy can look like, similar to a scene from one of those Christmas movies where everyone is happy, blissfully walking in the snow to deliver homemade cookies before returning to their beautifully decorated home. If we truly accept the gift of Christmas, the birth of our Lord and Savior, we can be radiant over the goodness of the Lord. We can sing aloud and rejoice in the dance and be merry. Our life can be like a water garden, and may we never languish again. This is what I want my Christmas season to look like. The Holy Trinity has it all wrapped up for me. Now all I have to do is accept it. Let us pray. God of all peace, we thank you, and we praise you for the gift of your Son. Forgive us for losing sight of your redemption. We ask that you turn our mourning into joy, giving us gladness for sorrow, and teaching us to be satisfied with your bounty. Amen.